He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history, who was left indelible impressions in history, who was left indelible impressions in history. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, radiyallahu anhu.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, once again we say marhaba. Welcome to our silsila, glimpses into the life of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, we have covered quite a few series, or quite a few episodes, mashallah azza wa jalla, about this great personality, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Today, inshallah azza wa jalla, also covers some important points. But first and foremost, let us hear a beautiful hadith of Mubarakah in which mine and yours, and the universal blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his action. So alhamdulillah azawajal, viewers of Madani channel, I'm making intention, mashallah azawajal, now that you are watching this program in your comfort zone, please also make intention that inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, whatever we are doing here, whatever we're listening is for the pleasure of Allah tabarakhu ta'ala. Whatever we learn inshallah azawajal, I try to be practical upon it, you try to be practical upon it, and try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslims out there, inshallah azawajal. May Allah tabarakhu ta'ala make it such that inshallah azawajal, that we keep on making more and more good intentions, inshallah azawajal. The more mere intentions in our account, the more reward in our account, inshallah azawajal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. As for the recitation of salawat upon mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that if a person recites once salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, 10 good deeds will be written in his account inshallah azza wa jalla, 10 sins will be forgiven inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and that person's status will be upgraded by 10 times inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatan wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib Allah. Dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, mashallah azza wa jalla, we've covered many aspects of his life, and we also learned that mashallah azza wa jalla, he became hafiz of Quran and also became alim ad-din, and also he specialized in many branches of knowledge. Alhamdulillah. Actually, it is his most, he is expert in scholarly grace. That's the marvel of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala. He used to be a mudarris, used to give dars. And subhanallah, he also used to be muallim. He used to also teach. And we, as we heard from the previous narrations, he is muallimul ulama. This was the title given to him by the various scholars of the time. So subhanallah azza wa jal, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala used to give dars, and at the same time mashallah azza wa jal, he also used to teach. So this continued for some time mashallah azza wa jal, and Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala in Madinat al-Munawwara used to do this great duty for the deen of Allah azza wa jalla. But when his status grew, mashallah azza wa jalla, the status of awliya Allah, the status of this tabaeen, Saint Buzruk, was noticed all over, and the messages used to spread throughout the entire regions about this great person and personality. And mashallah azza wa jalla, it took him from this position, Allahu Akbar, to getting the throne the seat of Khilafat. Yes, Jews of Madani channel. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. He reached that stage where he became a leader. Yes, he became a leader. And not only that, mashallah Azza wa Jalla. Before this, actually, he was appointed to as a governor. We all know that at the age of 25 already, that Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was already appointed as a governor at the age of 25 years old. So he became governor of that city. And mashallah Azza wa Jal, then also he became the governor of Madinatul Munawwara, the enlightened city. Though Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi, after being appointed as a governor, he refused. Actually, he did not accept the service easily. So Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was appointed as a governor. And when he received this governorship, the Khalifa Walid bin Abdul Malik appointed Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, as a governor of Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama, Taif, etc., and he continued. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he hesitated. He hesitated to accept the service, such a high post. In that area, at that time, such a high post. Upon the insistence of the Khalifa, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, accepted governorship of those beautiful cities on condition that his condition, subhanallah, views the Madani channel, the condition that he gave, that he should not be impelled to do something wicked and unjust to the people of those cities like the governors of the past. So Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he gave these conditions. Agreeing to the condition, Walid said, you act upon the right deed, even if you get only one dirham, even one dirham you get from it. But you act upon the right deed. It does not matter. Whatever you say, as long as it is jais, it's permissible, it's according to Sharia, does not matter. We do not get big monies out of it. Even if you get one dirham out of it, Ya Sayyidi, we labbaik, we are ready to follow you. Allahu Akbar. These times, then, you have just heard about the Madani mindset of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, on accepting governorship of Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama, Taif, etc., and all the cities around there. He accepted the post of governorship, which was the center of power, on condition that he should not be compelled to inflict cruelty on people. Allahu Akbar. Of course, inflicting cruelty on people leads to destruction, views of Madani channel. It leads to destruction in the world, in the qabr, in this dunya, in the qabr, and in the hereafter. It also leads to the disobedience of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and in the disobedience of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and it's a violation of the rights of the human beings, of the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, if we get a post, views of Madani channel, a very high post, we should take extra care. The moment your post starts to increase, wherever you are in the workplace, in your factory, in your shop, in the government positions, wherever you are, private factories, private firms, in your own capacity as a businessman, once your status start to increase, your posts start to increase, you are supposed to take extra care. Lest pride enters into the heart. Pride of honor enters into the heart. And this will impel us to inflict cruelty on the people, resulting in disgracing us on the plains of Qiyamah. Dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if we get a post, no matter where we are, in which department we are, we have to be careful, because now our nafs is starting to take control of us. Because once we get post, once we get rank, once we get status, once we become higher in post, then now we also start, not only we got post, we start to boast. And this is going to lead to destruction. Because now it will impel us to inflict cruelty on the people, resulting in disgrace on the day of Qiyamah. In the day of Qiyamah, in the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, for those person and personalities who receive post and they inflict cruelty upon the people, they cause oppression on the people. Imagine what a sharam ki baat is going to be on the day of Qiyamah. What a shame for us. Views of Madani channel. So many a times, We get positions many a times. Even in Islamic positions, we're talking about everybody. Whether Islamic position or whether it's in some common business ground, factories or businesses, banks, anywhere. If you get a post, humble yourself. You humble yourself. I mean, try to understand views of Madinah that we are talking about Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He was no ordinary person. Subhanallah, he is always on the lips of ulama, of a big pious person and personalities. They are always talking about this person, greatest of his time. MashaAllah, he set such high standards, such high caliber, that MashaAllah, after so many years, and so many years, Alhamdulillah, we are still talking about Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So please, when you get those positions, be careful. You are in position at the moment, you be careful. The more your position increases, the more your status increases, humble yourself, become more humble. You need to build up humility. The more you build up humbleness, and the more you bring yourself down, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, it might look as though you're lowering yourself in the dunya. It might look like that. The more you lower yourself in the dunya, the more you humble yourself, subhanallah, azza wa jalla, you saw a tree, when it bears fruits, how is it when tree bears fruits? When the tree bears fruits, it doesn't stand out proudly. It doesn't stand out proudly. It humbles itself. It humbles itself. All the fruits and all the branches are now swerving downwards towards the ground. It means it humbles itself. It lowers himself down. Although it's got so much of fruit, people see the beauty of the tree. People see the beautiful fruits, the beautiful apples, the beautiful lychees, the beautiful grapes. And as the fruit gets bigger and bigger and more juicier, the more the tree humbles itself, the more the tree lowers itself. So it gives us a great example. Subhanallah, everybody loves those trees. Everybody loves those trees. Because we keep plucking from the trees. We want to eat those juicy fruits. So humble yourself like a tree which is full of fruit, heavy fruit. Humble yourself. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, the more you humble yourself, the more you lower yourself in this dunya, the more Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will elevate your status. It might be looking like you are lowering yourself, but actually in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, your status has been increased. Like Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Look at this. He's a governor. Governor is governor. Person who's in charge is in charge. He's the boss. If he shout people, people will jump, they will scream, they will run. Click the fingers, they'll be coming. On the order, he could get people killed. On the order, he could get people imprisoned. On the order, he could get mountains destroyed. But subhanallah, azza wa jalla, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, did not want to inflict cruelty, oppression upon the people. Subhanallah, azza wa jalla. He humbled himself. Made himself, in a very simple word, made himself like a nothing. But subhanallah azza wa jalla, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made him like a something. So what is called cruelty? Dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, our Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he never stood for cruelty. What is cruelty, viewers of Madani Channel? Sayyidina Jurjani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has mentioned, he says in Sharia, cruelty means to deprive someone of their right. Cruelty means to deprive somebody of their right, to misuse something, to punish someone without his fault. Allahu Akbar. Views of Madani Channel, when you got those positions and those posts, wherever you are, in whether you're in government or you're in non-government positions, and when you reach those posts, you start to misuse your position. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala willed, you would have done well in those positions. You would have done well. But because of your nafs, because of building up your nafs, you feel that my post is most important. I am the boss. I can do what I want to. I can say what I want. I can do what I want. You're going to show cruelty to a person who has no fault just to show that, you know what, we have a power. Hey, pick up quickly. Move. Come here. Do this. Hey, please go. This is how people in position, they do, right? Didn't I tell you to come? Why are you so late? When I call, you must be in that second. Don't you know who's in charge? You keep on telling, don't you know I'm the boss? Don't you know I'm the director? I'm the manager? Huh? You, all these type of things, you know, the words that come out from your mouth when you are in position. So be careful, use a money channel. Post can be a post, and boast can really be a trouble for you. So be careful about these type of things. So we know that in Sharia, cruelty means to deprive somebody of their rights. And we do deprive people of their rights. And if we deprive them of their rights, we know that we are going to be in trouble on the day of Qiyamah in the Qabr. Tubu ila Allah. Astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Dearest time, brethren, abuse of Madani channel. We have to now try to comprehend these points that we discussed, especially about cruelty. We heard about cruelty, and we heard about Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala and his passion for justice. This is why when we talk about Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, even the rulers of the world, they get shaken when they just read and hear about the life story of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. Hey, gosh, may it be such. The whole world follows the lifestyle of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, what a humble person, what humility, what passion, what shafqat, what istiqamat he showed in his lifetime. What examples of highest caliber. And look at the telling people that if you force me to do this against the Sharia, sorry, I wash my hands off, I'm moving away. I don't want to be your governor. I don't want to be your Khalifa. I don't want to get involved in any of your work. How would it have been if today we have people and personalities like Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. It comes in a beautiful hadith Mubarakah that Sayyidina Muslim bin Hajjaj Qurayshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, do you know who is a poor person? The blessed companions humbly replied, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, poor is the one amongst us who does not have any dirhams, does not have money, and he doesn't have assets. The beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam replied, in my ummah, poor is that person. Destitute is the one who will come with salah, roza, zakah, on the day of Qiyamah. Viewers of Malin channel, please listen carefully. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala not make us amongst these categories of persons. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Poor person will be on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of judgment, he will come with salah, with saum, fasting, roza, and zakah on the plains of Qiyamah. But he would have abused somebody in the dunya. He would have slandered somebody in the dunya. He would have swindled somebody. He would have killed somebody. So out of his good deeds, some will be given to one victim. And other good deeds will be given to another victim. And if before the compensation of the rights that he had violated, all his good deeds will be finished. The faults of the victims, their faults will be transferred into the account of the cruel person. And he will be made to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Tubu ila Allah. Astaghfirullah. Views of Madani channel. You think for a moment, our salah, our zakah, our roza, all our good deeds that we did in the dunya, that we did for the preparation of the hereafter, we come on the day of Qiyamah coming with pride that, you know, I'm going to be number one on the day of Qiyamah. And when the victims, the oppressed, the one you showed cruelty towards, the ones you abused, the ones you hurt, the ones you killed unjustly, all those things you abused, you backbited, all those things that happen on the dunya, they come to you in the court of Allah Tabarakut on the day of Qiyamah, and they start extracting all your good deeds, and all bad deeds that they have goes into your account if you are that person. Which person? Those cruel type of persons. Those persons who cause oppression and cause havoc in the communities of the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So much so, the views of Madinah Jannah, we won't have any good deeds in our account left. Only bad deeds. And not only that, astaghfirullah, will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Those persons will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam because they did all these bad things against the people in the dunya, the innocent people. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah is saying in this booklet, oh salah offering people, oh the people who perform salah, oh the people who observe roza, fast, oh the people who pay the zakat, those who contribute charity for good deeds, oh pious looking rich people, have khawf-e khuda, fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Tremble. Truly, destitute is he who, despite performing virtuous acts like salah, fasting, zakat, hajj, contributing in charity and other welfare services, will remain deprived on the day of Qiyamah. Something to ponder about. Something to think about very, very deeply, very, very deeply. Very deeply. The one who displeases someone, sometimes by abusing him, sometimes by scolding him, without any shar'i reason, insulting, disgracing, backbiting, deliberately not returning his things after borrowing it, not paying him back his loans, his money, hurting his feelings, swearing him, abusing, backbiting, will lose all his good deeds. That person will take all the good deeds away. The burden of his sins will be shifted upon him and he will be sent to the fire of Jahannam. This is Islam Brothers and Viewers of Madani Channel. What beautiful Madani pools. What beautiful Madani flowers coming from this narration. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. We understand that the motivation of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was justice. And justice, and only justice. He could not do less than justice. Because he knew, he knows what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants from him. He knows what the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam wants from him. He knew that his par nana jaan, his beloved great grandfather, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiyallahu ta'ala, what he expects from him. He knows all these things. This is why they call him the person of justice, Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And we already learned that who the poor person is. I mean, if I ask you, who's the poor person? Definitely we're going to start thinking the poor person is the one who got no money, who got no car, who got no house, who got no job, who's always begging. These are the poor people. They don't have anything. They have small houses, small shacks. They're in suffering. They're in difficulty. They're in a lot of deprivation, a lot of issues. These are the poor person according to our mindset. But these are the views of Madani Channel. We learned from this narration, from this blessed Hadith Mubarakah, which the beloved blessed Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, who is going to be that poor person on the day of Qiyamah? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. On the plains of Qiyamah, use a Madani Channel. We don't want to be in this situation. That's why I said before, while the narration was being, that may we not be, let's make the dua together, that may we not be amongst those persons that will be disgraced on the day of Qiyamah. Say Ameen. Ameen. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it such, inshallah azza wa jalla, that we try to follow these beautiful Madani pools of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. May be such, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, after hearing this beautiful Hadith Mubarakah, which was mentioned by Muslim bin Hajjaj Qurayshi radiyallahu ta'ala. He narrates that beautiful Hadith Mubarakah for the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi sallam. May be those personalities that we do not get caught on the day of Qiyamah. No, we don't want to get caught. Do now. Show justice now. Don't show oppression. Give love, give mahabbat. Humble yourself like a fruit tree. Do those things that pleases Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, views of Madani Channel. In the Madani Mall of Dawud Islami, mashallah Azza wa Jalla. We learn these type of things. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. This is why always we will see on Madani Channel beautiful programs set up for us. Beautiful programs. It's a training camp. You know that Madani Channel is also a source of ulum. It gives us knowledge. Yes. Keep watching Madinah channel. Keep watching. Because everything you watch in Madinah channel is about knowledge of deen. Yes, it's about knowledge of deen. It's about building up the ishq of Allah, the ishq Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, ishq awliya. It keeps on building, keeps on building, keeps on building. So the more knowledge we get, the more knowledge we get, the more knowledge we get, the more weapons we get, inshallah, tabarakutar, against shaitan, azazil, iblis, the accursed one. So may Allah tabarakutar grant us all the tawfiq and hidayah to follow the footsteps of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala. Keep watching Madani channel. Wherever you are in the world, inshallah, tabarakutala, follow these Madani pools, inshallah, and learn more about the life of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala. If you follow these episodes, continue, inshallah, I think you'll have a glimpse to the life of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah karam. Aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Ae dawat islam. Teri doom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. Who was left indelible impressions in history. Who was left indelible